Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Dublin has trees all over the place, but who decides what trees go where? That job belongs to Ludovic Beaumont, tree officer for Dublin City Council. Ludovic, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me.
Is Dublin, compared to other European cities, good for trees?
Well, we have a recent research from 2018 on... We are out of 35 capital cities in Europe. We are around 25. We could do better. We could do better. It's not too bad, but we could do better.
Okay. And who would be the best?
It will be Oslo.
Yeah.
Oslo in Norway.
I
think their tree canopy percentage is around 70%, I believe.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. When one says 70%, is that there's trees on every street and in parks and the like?
That's correct. So basically, the tree canopy percentage is a canopy percentage compared to the land mass. So there will be a lot of trees in parks on nearly in every street. So large canopy trees as well.
Yeah. I assume that when you're looking at where you might want to put new trees, for instance. You have to think about overhead power cables, and is it fiendishly complicated to figure all that stuff out?
It is correct. Like, it is very difficult to plant trees in the city. We have to think that basically Dublin is a very old city, so we find it very difficult in the core city to plant trees because we have to compete with a lot of services under the footpath. So we have pipes, we have ducts, but we also have to think about the tree canopy, how it's going to extend in comparison to the building besides. Mm. So we don't want to have the tree canopy touching the building. So we had a lot of issue with that in the past. So now we are selecting all tree species differently, trying to have more narrow species to avoid this type of issue in the future.
Yeah, is there a wide range of different species of trees?
There's a very wide range of species, but there's not that much as tree trees. So we can plant a lot of different species in our parks, but as soon as we are looking at trees, we need to have trees that are very tough, very resilient, because they are in an environment that is very hard for trees. So there's an issue with drought, pollution, vandalism. So they have to be very tough trees to survive in the urban environment.
Yeah. And in an urban environment, you have to take into account where the roots will go. Are pavements and roots not friendly to each other?
We do. It's a big issue. So now what we do, we try to extend our tree pits, so to avoid any conflict with footpath on in some area. I'm thinking about Stony Batters. For example, we have been able to take away parking space and use the parking space to plant one tree. So that gives us enough space to plant a tree. But we still have to consider what is underneath the road and pipe and everything. So it's not always feasible. But we try to plant on more and more trees in a very sustainable manner.
Do you need to get planning permission to plant a tree like that? If you're taking away a parking space...
We don't, but what we do is a very long process to talk with the community, to convince people to give up a parking space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very long communication process. So in Stony Batter, I think he went for 2 years to get a lot of trees planted in Stony Batter. So it's a long effort, but he has to be in agreement with the resident.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working a lot with the resident in that occasion.
Yeah. Do we need a lot of trees in cities? And I'm thinking from two points of view. One is, do they block out the light? Because light pollution is bad enough in cities as it is. The other one is birds and bird poo. Are trees not just bird poo, huge bird poo generators?
I suppose birds will use building as well.
Yeah.
So you know. And we do need trees. Like, first, basically, they are very good in a lot of ways. Initially, they were planted because aesthetically they were very pleasing. It's a nice environment to live in a street with trees. But now we realize that they provide a lot of services for us. So, for example, they help in terms of flood because a tree canopy intercepts rain and will have a delay effect. So all this rain that's coming is stopped by the canopy and will then slowly go down in the street. So that helps us in terms of flood. And, you know, we have some old pipe in Dublin. So that's basically help us to reduce the amount of water that's going to this pipe. Mm. We also, it's also very good in terms of pollution. So they are able to remove a lot of air pollution, notably what's something that's called PM25. It's basically something that is done by a car brake. And it's something that's going to our lungs. And it's probably one of the factors for the rise of asthma. Mm. And some of the trees are able actually to capture this emission, capture where they live, and when it rains, it goes down to the soil instead of going into our houses. They're also very good at reducing the speed, because when we are in a tree-lined street, our brain automatically gets a bit worried that something is going to come on the side, and we reduce our speed by 10%.
Ah.
So there's a lot of effect like that. Also, it's very good for community building. It's a nicer environment to live in. So there's a lot of things like that that basically advocate for more planting. And also in terms of the law, the new regulation, the EU Natural Restoration Law, we have to make sure that we have enough trees in the city, and we have to retain the same amount of trees and even increase it in 2030.
Okay. Within Dublin city centre, is there much room to plant new trees?
In the core medieval city, not that much, but we have been able to get some new parks. So I'm thinking about Weaver Park, for example. So that we have been able to use empty space to plant new trees. It is more difficult to plant street trees in the Georgian area, but we are able to plant more into areas that were developed from the 1930s onward.
Mm.
So where there is more space, wider road, for example.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, Kevin wants to know, what are the species of tree in Berkeley Street? I don't know, that's a very specific question.
It's a very specific, I would say I can't, answer right now.
Okay, come on, that's a bit of a, you need this tree map or something like that.
Sorry, we do have an inventory, so we have a current inventory.
Mm.
And we have been able to inspect and survey 28,000 trees.
Mm.
In the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So I can answer that question later. Yeah.
The amount of, now you said already that you need kind of sturdy trees that can put up a living in a city environment. Are any of the species at the moment in Dublin, are they prone to getting disease or any of that kind of thing, and you have to keep more of an eye on them?
We do. Like, we have rowan, which is a native tree, basically on white beam. One of the issue with them, they get fire blight. Fire blight is a very fast spreading disease, and that basically kills them.
Mm.
So we keep, again, as part of the inventory, we're still looking at them, how good they are. If there's any disease, we then have to remove the tree.
Does that have to happen often, removing trees?
It does happen. We had one example in one street when we have the same species planted on... It was basically rowan on white beam, and we have to remove 120 trees because it was so fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's a fascinating job you have, Ludovic. Thanks very much for coming to talk to us today. That was Ludovic Beaumont there, tree officer for Dublin City Council.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.